People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
In Köln, Messe, Deutsch, hier habe ich noch ein Züge wie klar. Gentlemen, in a few minutes, arriving Cologne, Messe, Deutsch.
Slight change of plan. We're going to be going to a fourth tier game at Wuppertal today. Wuppertal, very famous for its suspension monorail, the Schwebebahn. And it looks pretty safe, even though I'm someone who's absolutely terrified of heights. Anyway, as Uli Hesse tells me, it always rains in Wuppertal, and it certainly has today. Waterlogged pitch. But with me going to Cologne later on, I thought, oh, I'll just get there a little bit early. And inspired by my good friend, Archie Rintut, who's a big fan of theirs, I'm going to see another fourth tier game. I'm going to see Fortuna Köln, who, funnily enough, are playing the second team of Schalke with the big boys playing at FT later on. So let's go and have a look.
In the league this season?
On 10th.
10th, yeah. Right.
In the middle. In the middle. So nine points ahead of the relegation.
Right.
I think we won't gonna have to do anything with relegation because the other teams are very weak. And so this league, if you see the ranking, I'm gonna show you later. So one team got 23rd games, one 20, one 21, because 20 okay. games are call off weather conditions.
Yeah, of course.
Because in the Regionalliga you don't need a pitch heating, and many games are cancelled in the morning. So when we went to Homburg, which right. is close to Duisburg,
yes,
we all been on the way and a team as well.
Right.
And so the game starts two, should be starting at 2:22:11. They say no, we're not playing.
Yeah.
And nothing happened, you know, same weather like the whole week. Maybe they had a big party on the evening before.
So how do people feel about FT? Yeah.
Well, it's okay. It's yeah. okay. I mean, there are a few guys that hate him, but we do. Yeah. sometimes you say we're a little, the little nerving sister of the team.
Yeah, sure, right. It's a good place to be.
See the ball, the wind.
Yeah, the wind's fierce, isn't it?
Yeah.
You would hope the players would like grasp that and keep it on the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Oli Kahn said it's the best pitch in Germany.
Oh really? Is
yeah,
that right?
When 2006 they had a training, so we couldn't play here because the balls were reserved for national team.
Oh,
and he did a training here, so practice here, so the best pitch. And because yeah, it's windy, it's good enough. Yeah, it always looks. So the pitch last week in Bonn, horrible. It was
really.
The whole time.
Well, that's what you sort of expect at this level, isn't it? But on the other hand, I suppose the thing here is a lot of modern stadiums,
yeah,
they don't get a lot of natural light because the stands are so big, whereas here it's just completely open, isn't
it?
So,
and it's good for the pitch.
Yeah, totally. So how long have you been coming to Fortuna?
73.
So 73,
yeah.
Wow!
Yeah, so... Season 73, 74. I think my first game was 74.
Right.
So in the Bundesliga, they did 1 year Bundesliga.
Okay.
I've been there. So and they've been relegated by the Mercer goal difference.
Right, okay.
And that was the situation. So we played at Offenbach and we were 4-0 down. Bikes. Wuppertal SV played in Stuttgart. And then they, on the radio, they say, 3-2 for Stuttgart and it will be enough for us.
Yeah.
And then they rewired it after 5 minutes because it didn't have any smartphones to check it.
Of course.
And then the speaker said, oh, sorry, do not, it's a draw.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I kind of missed that from the pre-smartphone era. The fact that those rumours would sweep the terraces of what's happening in the other game.
Typical second team, technical, good basics
of a
Bundesliga team.
I mean, it's interesting how that works in German football with the second teams playing in the third and fourth division. It's the idea is like character building for young players and stuff.
Yeah. So in the third division is the end. Can't get in the second division as a second.
No.
Third division. But if you see FCG Bayern Munich second in a third, they started not well and then in the background, so they're very good.
Yeah.
I mean, players like Fito Arp from Hamburg, you know, the young player.
He scored
yesterday at the derby at Oberhausen against Unterhaching.
All right. Okay.
The second team. Yeah.
Okay. There was a lot of interest in a young English guy some years back who played in Bayern's second team, Dale Jennings. And, he never came anywhere near the Bayern first team.
Yes, nice. Franco! Yes!
Important thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. it?
Yeah. I think Schalke are better since the weather improved.
Yeah.
I don't think the young boys like the rain. That's coming back now.
Yeah.
In 5 more minutes we'll be soaked and Fortuna will be winning.
Uchilok came from Babelsberg this week.
Okay.
And he's been injured since December. But he's really? A good one.
Okay.
He will play third division in 1 or 2 years.
Definitely. Okay. He's good. So is there pressure on the club to go back up to the third division?
No, I think really? I think maybe next year.
Yeah.
The sponsor said, yeah, it's okay, it's a new situation. Problem is you got in the third you got 3 million.
Wow.
And that's because the television money.
Yeah, of course. It's funny, I suppose the difference is in England, the difference between television money for third and fourth is not very much.
No, but the
difference in cost is a lot in terms of paying the players and running the team and all that sort of stuff. Because you have big teams that are falling out of the championship, the second division. And ambitious ones who think that they can go up to the championship.
Spielminute, Tor für unsere Gäste aus Gelsenkirchen. Getroffen hat der Spieler mit der Nummer 18, Ero Lukas Schuller.
Thank you.
Für die Medien, Capelli Sport präsentiert die Zuschauerzahl. Fortuna Köln und Capelli Sport bedanken sich bei 1070 Zuschauern.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
So we've just arrived at the Ruhrstadion in Bochum, opposite a prison, that Uli Hesse tells me. So give or take a few bars, you're going to have an absolutely super view. Early afternoon, Sunday, you ready to eat?
Yeah, always. I can't believe I've let it go this far without having a currywurst yet.
You know, it's a traditional halftime thing at Dortmund.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think you've let yourself down, you've let your family down, and you've let the listeners down.
Can I just perhaps redeem myself in some way by saying at halftime at Dortmund yesterday, I had a gigantic burger, a load of pasta, a Bakewell slice, and another kind of unrecognisable cake. So, and these couple of beers. So I feel like I did fill the gap somewhere.
Was the cake unrecognisable because that by that point you were seeing purple spots?
yeah, exactly. I got to the point where I was just ramming it in my gob. I wasn't even looking at it. I think it was a cake.
That denim jacket has seen some action, hasn't it?
Oh, big time, mate.
Yeah. For that.
Mostly boozing.
Describing Bochum to someone who didn't know Bochum, what makes it a special club apart from it being your club?
Yeah, Bochum is a small old school club. We are between Dortmund and Schalke, and we hate Dortmund and Schalke. And yeah, Bochum is a little bit the Gallien of Asterix and Obelix. Yeah, we are a small a club with the most beautiful stadium in Germany, because we are direct in the city. The way from the metro are 100 meters,
yeah.
And we have really Flutlicht, the spotlight.
Yes, floodlights.
Floodlights.
Yeah.
So this is a beautiful a stadium, and yeah, but it's hard to because we are the 10th season in the second division.
Yes.
And to the games coming 14 or 50,000 people.
Yeah.
In Dortmund you have 70,000. So yeah. But
is it a big deal to get back into the top flight, or is that not the most important thing?
For me, it's not important. I want to go to Bochum when we played in the third Division 2, because the football is more commercial.
Yeah.
And for me, it's not important to play in the Bundesliga again. So,
yeah.
Because for me, it's important that you have. Sorry, my English is not so good.
For me,
it's important. The old school atmosphere.
Yes.
The old school stadium. You had here a lot of old school football fans, and I make a lot of books about Bochum.
Yes.
And take photos of the fanzine and the people. Yeah. And I make three movies with old school fans. The first movie was documentaries about our away trips, and the last movie was a B movie, and he was a big success in the independent kino scene in whole Germany.
Oh, amazing!
And this guy's called VfL Jesus and Tankwart AD. And these are really originals, and maybe the most popular football fans in Germany, because we had a blog, Pod Originale, and the videos have some 100,000 views. So,
yeah.
And all football people in Germany know these two guys.
Do you find more people from overseas want to come and find what real football is in Germany here?
Yes, you had in this Ruhrpott area a lot of old school clubs, and VfL Bochum, Rot-Weiß Essen, Rot-Weiß Oberhausen, Westfalia Herne.
Yeah, they're also close to each other.
Yes, they are around all 10 kilometers.
Yeah.
And every weekend in the Ruhrpott area, a lot of British football fans, and they make football trips to see the old school stadium, to celebrate the atmosphere, to celebrate sheep beer, because the beer in Germany is really a sheep, think, and and here in Bochum, I meet here friends from Millwall, I meet fans here from Chelsea, and
Maxim! Und mit der 35, sind wir! Unser Trainer ist Thomas! Die Liebe dir!
On the sax solo.
I'm loving it. It's emotional. You know what they say about a sax solo? It's the sign of a confident songwriter.
Is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
Father Ted and Dougal Maguire didn't say that.
Think about Waiting for a Star to Fall by Girl Meets Boy. I'm talking Careless Whisper. Michael in his pomp. It's a confident bit of songwriting.
It's a hill he's prepared to die on. Fancy yourself as a commentator, don't you?
Gotta give it a go. Why not? You know me, mate. You put a microphone in front of me. This is like Paul Scholes. Give him a ball. We both get very sunburned.
I was expecting Paul Calf there.
Yeah.
Goal of the weekend.
It's a beautiful flick, absolute beautiful flick. The reason I can't tell you it was the goal of the weekend is because we've seen so many, yeah. I'm just not sure. I mean, it's interesting because Danny Blum used to play for Sandhausen, but he still celebrated both goals with gusto. The second goal he just scored.
You like to see that though, don't you?
Oh yeah, I do. And the second goal he just scored was an absolutely disgusting flick off the back of his foot over the keeper's head. A beautiful goal. I mean, he'll be at Barcelona on an emergency deal before the end of the week.
Or Leganés if they get signed.
Yeah, exactly. They get signed. Yeah.
Oh, goodness me. Amazing goal.
No music for that one.
So, Sandhausen have just pulled one back, and Julius Biada has just absolutely leathered it in from the edge of the box. I think it's the first time really they've got out of their half so far. It's a magnificent hit. You've been waiting all weekend for your first currywurst, and you had it in the stand here at Bochum. How was it?
Very good. Don't know why I don't do that in the UK.
Lot of sauce.
Yeah, a lot of sauce.
Too
yeah.
much sauce, someone said.
To me, to be a proper currywurst, it needs to come with a decent side portion of well-salted fries. But this was just with bread, which is fine. But It was very good. It was very nice, yeah.
Here comes the rain. You know, it didn't rain yesterday at Köln. So, basically, anytime you're in a German football stadium, it throws it down.
We've had every type of goal, every type of weather, and every type of food this weekend.
For every type of food, read based meat. On a port mate.
Yeah, every type of meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
For
to
every
be
type of weather, read rain or snow or cold.
But talking of pork, that's all the amount of bacon you had this morning.
So
you kind of moseyed into the breakfast room. That understated way that you do, just a plate pie of bacon.
it's because I couldn't separate it.
Oh, is that right? Here we go.
Oh, go on. Oh! As Gamvula blasts that over the bar, you said this reminded you a bit of Fratton Park. Does it remind you even more of Fratton Park?
I mean, they're winning, to be fair, but I mean, I think I've had my fill of blue teams that aren't very good, so
really?
I'm not sure I'll be nailing my colours to the Bochum mask anytime soon, although it's great to be here.
Despite the mini mural of Stefan Kuntz on the way in.
Exactly, I took a photo of that, actually.
Yeah, I took the Herman Gerland one.
All right. I don't think you played the ball.
Let's have a look. We've got a replay up here. Well, it's quite messy, yeah.
And the second one's definitely a foul.
Yeah, and anyway, Sandhausen, who started so badly, got a free kick just outside the box a couple of minutes before half time. Oh, he's done it again. Bochum getting themselves into trouble at the back again. Coach Uwe Kosinat is going crazy. Thinks they should have had another free kick. The referee's just going to kill the controversy by blamp half time.
Discussion in England recently with respect to what do the Germans consider to be an actual hat-trick. Is that an actual hat-trick by Danny Blum, yes or no?
Well, not under the very old, very strict rules, yeah? You know what's Germans, right? We're strict. So it used to be that the rule was that a hat-trick is only if you score 3 goals in one half
without interruption.
So
wow. That is really strict. I have a strong feeling he'll get the match ball anyway. Unless, of course, Biada scores a hat trick as well, because he's on 2. So.
Good, the young Arsenal gentleman, doesn't he?
Very 2-2. Very bright, very lively. His delivery's good from the right hand side as well. 3 or 4 good crosses in the first half.
If you are that quick, you are going to get flattened out then, aren't you?
Yeah, I wonder if that was a red card, really. I mean, he went through, he's outside the area. It was definitely a goal scoring opportunity. But he's
the fact that it's not dead centre has saved the defender there,
basically. Essentially, yeah.
In der 65. Spielminute wechselt man das Spiel aus 2000 für den 27 Robin Scholl.
Also 2-2 has his goal.
deserve that.
It is another Dietmar Hopp banner.
Holy hell, he's the most hated man in Germany.
Liebe Fans, falls ihr es noch nicht gemerkt habt, wir sind auf einem guten Weg, das Spiel zu gewinnen. Es steht 4-2 für den VfL. Wir möchten euch eindringlich bitten, Schmähgesänge und Schmähplakate zu unterlassen. Danke.
Disputes in the home end as well, over the banner. Some fans obviously defended their right to show it, others not happy with them, and stewards getting in there to intervene. Despite going 4-2 down, they haven't packed this in at all, Sandhausen, have they?
No, they're still going, still pretty game, making another change now. Engels is coming on. I wonder if that'll signify a change in their philosophy.
Oh, penalty for Sandhausen with 7 minutes to go plus stoppages. Pretty clear handball by Milos Pantovic, the substitute, who's been on for hat-trick hero Danny Blum for 5 minutes, if that.
Julius Biada's on a hat trick, but he's not taking it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a penalty. What a penalty.
Really good pen. Ken Behrens putting that one away, and right back in it.
Kurz auf 3-4, Torschütze der 16, Kevin Behrens.
4-3 and 5 minutes stoppage time. People around here can't believe it. Unbelievable. Stoppage time. Still got a minute and a half to score the winner, either of them.
That's true, that is very true.
This was a Stakhanov production.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.